Thank you. Thank you, Richie. I'm just going to read a quick word from Oswald Chambers, Utmost First Highest, right? A book that many of us know in the Christian faith. He gives us a good question. I want us to just hold on to it here in the beginning, and then I'm going to come back to it in a few minutes. But he writes, suppose God tells you to do something that's an enormous test of your common sense, totally going against it. What will you do? Will you hold back? So let's just hold on to that for a second. I'm going to come back to it. But as Richie said, I'm a major in the United States Air Force, honored to have served now for 11 years active duty, third generation airman. How many know that we stand on the shoulders of giants? So three generations of service. My papa joined the Air Force in 1954. The service was only 7 years old at that time. And he and my Nana set out over a career giving themselves to this country. And so I was honored that's my heritage. My father then served in the Air Force, and I do as well with my wife, Allie, here. So I'm incredibly honored just to say a few words what God's placed on my heart as we approach Independence Day, July 4th. And I was just thinking, what are we celebrating with July 4th, right? Lord, what are we doing as a nation every July 4th? And I think it's obvious we have fireworks. We want to celebrate the freedoms that we share, what this country represents, the beacon to the world that it is. But I think even deeper than that, it's the intrepid spirit. It's the adventurous soul of the American that is a draw to the whole world. And that started not just on July 4th in Philadelphia in 1776, it goes back further. And so I'm just gonna give you a little thread of American history. The giants that we stand on, the shoulders that we stand on as Americans, and especially as Christian Americans. So you go all the way back, right? Columbus sailed in 1492, the ocean blue, right? He left the comfort of Europe and he sailed off the edge of the map. That's incredible. Millions of Americans or Europeans followed after that, many of them Christians, to settle this country. Lewis and Clark, right? They didn't go into the edge of the known American map to discover. Man, that is so cool. How intrepid of them, right? And they did it together. I think that's important. We'll talk about that in a second. The Oregon Trail after that, all these Americans that set out from the east to the west to settle, fighting one and then a second European war as Americans that became a world war. That's intrepid. The space race. Let's go to the edge of the known universe. Land on the moon, no one's ever done that. Wow, that's incredible. They even named the shuttle Intrepid. So I think there is a heritage there that we can all be proud of as Americans. And then I think we can also apply that with spiritual eyes on this July 4th and say, Lord, what are you calling me to in my faith that is intrepid? That I have a place I need to go that's beyond the map, beyond the known map, that challenges common sense. What did Oswald Chambers say in the beginning? Lord, if you ask me to do something that doesn't make sense, doesn't add up, will I do it? Peter gives us a really good example of this, right? He, in Matthew 14, we all know the disciples, they're on the boat. The storm comes, they're terrified. This is the middle of the night. It says it's at 3 a.m. So if it's at 3 a.m., they're fishermen. Nobody, in most cases, I'm guessing they don't fish in the middle of the night too often. They'd probably been out there for a long time. At this point, they're exhausted, they're terrified. And then Jesus does what? He walks across the water, right? A miracle in and of itself. He approaches them. He says, do not be afraid. Take courage. I am here. And I think Peter, out of the 12, right, we admire him for his adventurous spirit. He stands up. He looks at Jesus and he says, I'll read it. Then Peter called him, Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you, walking on the water. He says, if it's you, Lord, I want to do just like you're doing. I'll step out. And what does Jesus say? He said, yes, come. That's it. That's it. And Peter steps out. We know he sunk a little bit after that, but the reality is Peter stepped out beyond common sense, beyond what was comfortable. The boat had kept him safe for the last 12 hours, 6 hours, however long they're in it. He left that. He said, Jesus is safer. And he's in the middle of the water. So he walked out. So what are we being called to that is challenging our faith, that's challenging our common sense? It's something that I think we all need to ponder, because he's laying something in our hearts. He's laying something there. So Oswald Chambers goes on to say, if a person is ever going to do anything worthwhile, there will be times when he must risk everything by his leap into the dark. Sounds like Peter. In the spiritual realm, Jesus Christ demands that you risk everything you hold on to or believe through common sense and leap by faith into what he says. Once you obey, you will immediately find that what he says is as solidly consistent as your common sense. Isn't that true? We know that, right? When we do take the step of faith, we look back in retrospect and we're like, yes, Lord. So let's remember that again. So as we approach this July 4th and we celebrate our country, let's remember the intrepid spirit, not just the freedoms, but those are a byproduct of the people that stepped out courageously, right? And so we can take that to a spiritual sense through spiritual eyes and say, Lord, what are you gonna do? And I think there's a way, a formula that he gives us for that. First, I think these people of faith, more often than not, looked up, right? They looked up and they prayed before they said a word, before they took a step. All right, Lord, what would you have? Then they stood up, they left the comfortable, safe European lifestyle, or then the Eastern American lifestyle for the West, right? You can extrapolate this many ways, but they left the comfort and what was familiar. Their neighbors, their family, everyone said, that doesn't make sense. That's not common sense, that's not safe. And they said, I'm gonna do it anyway. So they stood up, they left the comfortable chair, and I think more often than not, they weren't by themselves. They did it together. They linked up, right? Whether it was all those folks coming across the ocean, it was going up to space, they did it together. This isn't about any one person. Now, oftentimes we celebrate individuals, but I think it's about a community. And then finally, they set out. They did it, and they walked by faith. And Peter stepped out of the boat, and he walked by faith. So that's my prayer for us, right, on this July 4th. Again, so honored to serve. So grateful for our heritage as American Christians, as the American church, and then really profoundly excited about what God's going to do with Christians that say, Lord, we're going to look up, we're going to stand up out of our comfort, we're going to link up because no one's doing it alone, and then we're going to set out. Father God, we are so incredibly honored, God, that you've given us this nation to steward and to hold, to defend, and also, Lord, to shape into your image by the power of the Holy Spirit, God. That's the Christian calling, is to be different, to challenge common sense. God, and I pray that we would just look up and we would pray 10,000 words before we ever say one, that we would stand up in courage, rejecting comfort, we would step out. Lord, that we would grab each other's arms here at Community Chapel and the church around the nation. We would grab each other's arms in unity, because they're gonna know us by our unity and our love for one another. And then we step out in what you're calling us to do, Lord. And when you say it, we trust it. We believe it. We're not gonna hesitate. We're not gonna let common sense or logic hold us back, God. And then we're gonna leave the fruit and the harvest and everything afterwards in your hands, and we'll give you the glory for it. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.